Headwaters Economics, a Montana-based research firm, prepared the report with funding from two conservation-oriented foundations. It was released by the Alaska chapter of Trout Unlimited, which is critical of Tongass logging.
The Tongass has historically been a national forest focused on old growth harvesting, and it looks very much today like the same thing.
Ben Alexander is Headwaters Associate Director.
The underlying economics in Southeast Alaska have shifted radically, and the growth sectors and the sectors creating jobs and opportunities for communities and businesses now are no longer in timber.
The report says the Forest Service spent more than $100 million over the past 5 years subsidizing old-growth logging. Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton didn't have the information at hand to confirm or deny that figure, but she says Congress, not her office, decides how much money goes to programs such as timber, fishing, and tourism.
I believe that the report, while well-intentioned, is flawed, and I think it shows some naivete relative to how the federal budgets are allocated.
Ross Gordy, a research professor involved in the report, said that's sidestepping the problem, which he says is in Washington, D.C.
They don't tell the Forest Service how much money to spend on recreation in the Tongass versus how much to spend on recreation in Washington or Alabama or anywhere else.
We do have some flexibility relative to policy and how we implement certain program direction.
Pendleton says that's allowing her agency to start moving away from old growth logging. The goal is to do that in 10 to 15 years.
So over the last 5 years, we've been putting an increasing emphasis on that transition to young growth.
The Headwaters report says the agency has moved too slowly. Austin Williams is Alaska Policy Director for Trout Unlimited.
It's frankly not clear when that time frame might start or end. And there's an opportunity to speed it up. 10 to 15 years is just too long, and it's not getting at the real needs of Southeast Alaska communities.
The Forest Service says a change this big doesn't happen overnight. Pendleton says the planning process is ongoing, including consulting with an advisory committee representing different interest groups.
The planning process takes time. It's one that's based on collaborative engagement with our communities and publics, and also through the offering of stewardship contracts. So these things do take some time, but we're making some progress in that direction.
A separate report from an industry consultant and an environmental scientist says the transition could happen in 5 years. The Forest Service says that's not realistic, but Pendleton says that research is part of the advisory committee's discussion. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.